Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Dear civil servants of Ireland, if you haven't heard the news yet, well, maybe we are breaking it to you. You are going to get a directive. Not for more tea breaks, not for more time off, but for what?
More risk. So the Public Expenditure Minister, he's Jack Chambers, he's saying you're too afraid of risk in the civil service. You need to take on more, specifically when it comes to trying to sort out projects to like build more homes, energy stations, public transport, things like that. So the government's saying, look, we will back you to take more risk in terms of like maybe buying land for a project before it's been fully approved, so those to speed it up, or accepting legal action could be taken once there's strong governance in place. So the thing is, yeah, move away from being cautious on big projects because they're not getting done. We need to take action.
So this is not a directive to the civil service to not check is there toilet paper in the stall before you sit for a number two. Not that kind of risky business.
No, not that. It's not going to tell them, you know, to start driving on the orange light of your fuel tank. Not that kind of risky business either.
It's not going to tell the civil service if your car says there is 0 kilometre range, you actually have another 30 kilometres. So drive on, civil servants. Not that type of risky business?
No, certainly not. Definitely not telling them to carry more than 2 full glasses back through a crowded pub. Doesn't want them taking that type of risk because that can be reckless.
It's not going to tell them to risk trying to bring 3 or 4 items that they are cooking for a large group at the same time and doing your timings.
Oh, I mean, that's up to a 10 on the scale of risk. I'd say avoid that altogether. It's not telling them to leave it till the last minute to queue for a Ryanair flight when you know you want to put your suitcase in the overhead locker at your seat. Not telling them to do that. That is risky business.
What is the definition of risky business to you? Taking a chance. 087 1 102 107.
I am the most risk averse person I know. I do not engage in risky business at all if I can avoid it. So what else do I need to watch out for? What do you consider to be risky business?
I was chatting to a friend last night who has a friend, and I thought, this is insanely risky business. He refuses to buy tickets to anything. So whether it is All-Ireland's, semi-finals, concerts in the Aviva, Croke Park, you know what he does?
What?
He waits it out and he buys off touts.
No. No, how can you live your life like that?
He will wait until the opportune moment when the tout thinks nobody else is going to take these tickets and he swoops in and gets them. Is that not the most risky business you've ever heard?
It insanely is. How can you live your life on the edge like that? How can you make plans? What about getting accommodation, getting to and from the event? No, that's risky business. I can't endorse.
What are you doing that is risky business?
Leaving it until the last minute to queue for a Ryanair flight when you know you want to put your suitcase in the overhead locker at your seat. No, they're not being told to do that.
Amanda's taking you up on that. Wait until the last minute to pack your suitcase before going on holiday. That's risky business, Amanda. I think maybe that is a sex divide, as I see Niamh packing 10 days out to go a place.
And she's dead right.
If I'm going on the Friday, I'm not starting packing until the Thursday because I'm going to need those clothes for anyways during the week.
Valid point. Totally agree with you there. But what if you get to the Thursday and you realise something you did want to bring is dirty and now you don't have time to wash and dry it and you really wanted it for the trip?
Well, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I still think, though, yeah, that is absolutely risky business. Yvonne is listening to us at the moment and she is currently engaged in very risky business, eating a huge 99 with strawberry syrup and sprinkles in this heat. Yvonne, I hope you've got napkins.
Dylan thinks all these risky business suggestions sounds like a personal attack on Ella again. Risky business, getting highlights on the day that you are going to Pitbull and you want to wear a bald cap. Risky business, silly business, crazy bit of business.
Yeah, it wasn't the wisest choice, but I do defend her in the sense that those appointments are hard got. They take a lot of time. She wasn't trying to be risky.
Making plans with people when you're on a night out, risky business because you might regret them the next day.
You're committing to meeting up in a couple of weeks, and when the couple of weeks come around, you're not going to want to see them.
Telling somebody that, oh, I'll meet you for a pint over Christmas, and then they take it seriously and you didn't really, you just wanted something to say to them. Risky business.
I feel Claire's suggestion. It's not a situation that either myself or Dave end up in, but risky business to not pack snacks if you're going to be travelling with kids for more than 30 minutes.
More than 30 minutes.
You need to keep them fed and quiet.
Make them sound like wild animals. Entering the cash machine and putting your phone on silent of a Friday. Risky business. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.